Hey, it's Ben Kelly. Today on the podcast, why Louisville is on the list of the boringest cities in America.
It's a stupid list written by stupid people.
Yeah, and we're going to call her Snoopy. She wants to know why she doesn't know exactly what her boyfriend of 6 months actually does.
We came up with a lot of possibilities, too, by the way, which was fun.
The most unique way you've been broken up with or you've broken up with someone?
I mean, ice cream played a big part.
Yeah. Classic phone tap, setting the bar stories, and a ton more.
Welcome to your Tuesday podcast, friends.
Ben and Kelly.
Want to highlight this kind of cool moment that happened between this YouTuber and Natalie Portman's 13-year-old son. I believe his name is Aleph, A-L-E-P-H.
Yeah.
He's 13. So they're in Paris because she's filming a movie. They're living there for a little while, right?
Okay.
And so apparently her son recognized this YouTuber. His name is Marlon. And he was kind of on the street. He was getting ready to like play some soccer or something like that. And he just goes up to him and he's like, you know, just starts chatting with him and then drops the bomb that, oh, hey, you know Star Wars, right? My mom's Natalie Portman.
That's fun.
Natalie Portman? No. No, I don't think so. Why?
You know Star Wars?
Star Wars, yeah.
Batman, my daughter.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, well, that's my mom. Shout out to my mom.
That's your mom?
Yes, yeah, my mom. Mom, do you want to say hi to Marlon?
How you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, so he literally FaceTimes his mom there. And she's all of a sudden chatting with this YouTuber.
I'm sorry for disturbing you. I just want to say hi real quick.
Nice to meet you.
I'm here with your son real quick. About to play a little football.
I'm sorry. I like, can't hear anything, but I hope you're having a great day.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Nice meeting you. Of course. Nice meeting you.
I mean, it was so, it was pretty cute seeing like his face and his reaction. Not the son's, but the YouTuber who was just floored.
Starstruck.
Yeah, a little starstruck. And we kind of went back and was saying that he was, you know, obviously grew up watching the Star Wars movies and had a crush on her at one point and all this. And so, you know, I mean, it was just pretty funny. Just like her son's just tolling around Paris and was like, sees this YouTuber.
He was probably a little starstruck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, no. Hey.
Yeah, exactly. So he's sitting there going, oh, wow, cool. You know, I follow this guy. This is great. And, goes up and kind of introduces himself. And then it's one of those mutual moments of, whoa.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that kind of happened yesterday for me. I took my son to a new barber to kind of clean up his DIY buzz cut.
Yeah, he cut his long curly locks
off. Luscious locks, cut them off, buzzed
okay,
it off.
Sure.
And so we went to this new barber recommended by one of his friends who did the same thing. And so, you know, we're chatting and he gets some kind of cleaned up a little bit. And I said, okay, I gotta finish my show. He's like, oh, what are you watching? The barber says, what are you watching? And I said, oh, no, I do some radio shows. And he's just like, oh, really? Like, which ones? And I said, oh, I do the morning show on WDJX. He's like, are you Kelly K? And I said, yes. He's like, oh my gosh. He just kind of like went, he's like, you have no idea. I listen, you got me through school and blah, blah, blah. It was just really, really sweet.
You are the Natalie Portman in this story.
I was the Natalie Portman in that story. And I looked at Jake and he's just like, he gets this big smile and he's like laughing, kind of like, okay, here we go.
That's, well, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure he understands. He's been in it just like my daughters have understood, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, one of my daughters is just started dating this guy and they went to Waterfront Wednesday. And, you know, that's WFPK's thing, right?
Sure.
And so he was just like, I'm not going to see your dad here, am I? and she was like, no, he didn't work for WFPK because he knew that
we're going to be at all the radio.
Right. He knew that I was in radio. He knew. Right. But like, he was just like, okay, great. Like he was kind of freaked out. Like, I'm not ready to like, because I haven't met him yet.
You haven't met him yet.
No.
Okay. You're not there yet.
No.
Yeah. But it's going to be like double the pressure.
Yeah, right.
When you
right.
do meet him.
Right. So
yeah.
I know that's just kind of funny. But yeah, Natalie Portman her son FaceTimed her.
Yep.
While he met this YouTuber, it was pretty cute.
Well, it's cute because it sounds like he's really proud.
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah.
Some kids are just kind of like, they're a little over it and they don't necessarily volunteer that information, but yeah.
Well,
you know, sound like he was really, really proud.
You know, once you get to a certain age, you just have to accept the fact that you're a Nepo baby and.
Right.
And all of the things that come with it.
Uh huh. 1000%.
Right, for sure. So, so are you going to be going back to that barber?
Yes. Well, yes.
Especially if he dotes on you every single time.
Right. Well, he's going to have to aid in the growing out process of the buzz cut.
But more importantly, you'd be like, what's his name? Do you remember his name?
Brenton.
You'd be like, hey, Brenton.
Yes.
You'd be like, shout out, Brenton. Hey, Mrs. Hey. K, how are you? Hey. I listened to the show yesterday. It was really funny. Thank you, Brenton.
He's 100% awesome. So I'm so glad that we found him. Well, he was recommended by all my son's friends go to him. So
sure. Yeah. Sure. All right. So we'll get to some fun stuff this hour, including a feel-good story on the way next.
Now, this was, I don't know if you saw this come down, a scary moment played out on the Disney Dream Cruise on its way back to port from the Bahamas.
Yeah, I didn't see the video, but I read about it. Yeah, crazy.
I mean, not all heroes wear capes. Some of them are dads.
Yeah.
Saving their daughters.
Yeah, wild.
Crazy.
All right, we'll get to that feel good coming up next. Good morning, it's 99.7 DJX. Time for a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
So just like absolute nightmare scenario played out on the Disney Dream Cruise. It was coming back to port from the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Witnesses say a young girl fell overboard from the fourth deck.
How does that even happen?
I mean, they're obviously investigating that because there's kind of, you know, it looks like a tall plexiglass kind of, you know, barrier, but she was climbing on it. Her father immediately jumped overboard to save her.
They were playing shuffleboard, which is actually right, so it was on the fourth floor. And they, I think, like, maybe the parents were playing, and then the little girl was climbing up on the railing and went and flew off. She didn't know how to swim, and the dad couldn't find her at first. You still are in the middle of the ocean, and there are still dangers, so just be so careful. Keep them close.
Not only that, but she fell four floors.
Yes, exactly.
Like, and Gemini.
It's crazy. That was a witness that, like, kind of saw it all happen. And, you know, then, you know, a bunch of other witnesses, you know, passengers saw what was happening and got video of the rescue. And Disney was just like on it. They whipped the boat around with impressive speed for a ship that size. So many people are just like, they did a 180. It was like the fastest thing ever. And they immediately deployed the rescue boat. And dad was kind of treading water for about 20 minutes after he did find her and kept her afloat, and they got them both safely back on board.
Oh, geez.
Incredible.
That could have been much worse.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are so many people just kind of thought, oh my gosh, I'm watching these people's final moments.
Yeah.
And it was just unbelievable. It turned out the way they did. I mean, that guy's an absolute hero, and so many other people were just like, that was incredibly brave, but at the same thing, like, all the dads were like, I would have done the same thing. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Your dad instincts kick in, and that's, you just don't even think about it. You just go. Just insane. So kudos to, you know, the Disney crew for getting out there swiftly, and this has a good outcome because of all that. You can see the incredible videos and the full story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
You know, sometimes people think that when they hear the show, it sounds like we're not sober. And so we double down on it and we say, well, what would it sound like if we really weren't? It was
men versus
Mower. Now, now. If you're
listening. In real time, when you rolled that out, that was a little crazy. But when you slow it down.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's slowed down a little bit now. Hang on.
Did you just produce an intro?
Yeah, it was man versus mower.
Incredible production value.
Thank you.
That's incredible production value. I can hear it again.
Oh, can I hear it again?
Do it again.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, this is okay.
Yeah, so we slow segments down, just random snippets from the show, and it sounds like we're not sober.
I'm glad you can gauge the temperature, and you're so bullheaded you won't consider any sort of suggestions. That's what I appreciate about you.
Like, listen, buddy.
Let me tell you a few things.
This is the hill I'm dying on.
What? You're dying on the I'm not charging my phone hill. Whatever it's got is what it's got, and it's fine. What are we talking about?
I think we were talking about like charging what? Phones or something. And the fact that my phone right now is on like 19%.
And oh, great.
Yeah. Yours is probably on 100 or whatever because that's just how it is.
Yes. That's how we live. Yes. 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Susie Stilsey, your phone's not even going to make it to the 9. You're so optimistic.
It sounds so random. So yeah, when we take just content pieces of the show and snip it out, slow it down, kind of sounds like we're drunk.
I picked it up and I smelled it.
Where are we going with
what?
This?
What is this? What is this?
Like I
smelled the book? You smelled the book?
Yeah.
Yeah, I opened it up and I smelled the pages. Is that
what
normal?
The world? No.
It's like, what kind of conversations are we having here on this stupid show?
What is this show about? Why are we smelling books?
Why not? It smells good.
I stand behind that question. Why not? I stand behind that question. It
smells good.
Oh. Okay.
You don't ever do that?
No. No, I don't. No.
When's the last time you touched a book?
You know what? Shots fired. Last summer.
Okay. But you didn't, like, smell the inside of the book?
No.
That's not a thing that you do?
No.
Interesting. See, I thought everybody did that.
What in the world?
No.
Oh, God. Don't let management hear this. They're going to be like, what in the world kind of programming are we allowing on this behemoth of a radio station?
Oh,
shoot. What in the world?
We got a text message from a listener. Is Kelly drunk? Well,
yeah,
no.
Well, no.
This is what this it would sound just, like. It,
yeah.
If it were the case.
Slow down the audio.
All right, we'll do one
of
more.
Previous segments that are just outlandishly ridiculous.
All right, we'll do one more.
Yes, you're in a hugging club, and then if you're not hugging anymore, I feel like you don't mean as much.
What?
I mean, let me tell you something.
We're in a hugging club. What in the world?
Oh my gosh.
I feel like that's about that I would take it.
Because I've done that before where I've hugged someone and then I've shaken their hand the next time.
You demoted them.
What? This sounds absolutely insane.
Maybe they're upset about it still.
Maybe I didn't even know. Oh, shoot. All right.
Oh, talking about when you hug someone and you greet them, but then, like, the next time you're just shaking hands. That's weird, yeah, right?
That's weird. Sure.
Oh.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
That's Case what it would sound like if we did the show not sober.
See, do you appreciate that we're completely sober now, right?
No.
We're completely, no.
And they don't, no one appreciates that. You know, Kelly, recently you were talking about this feel good out of Shepherdsville or Shelbyville or something like that about this.
Shepherdsville?
Shepherdsville, about this lady who threw away a lottery ticket, picked it up, scratched it off, and ended up winning big, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX. Well, the setting the bar is kind of the opposite. All right?
Okay.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without making thousands of people think they want a life-changing amount of money.
Oh, no.
When they didn't.
No, no.
You're doing okay.
Oh, dang it. What'd we do? What'd we do?
Yeah, so this is kind of in the you had one job category. This happened in Norway, right? Thousands of people thought they won the equivalent of about $90,000.
Ooh, that's a good chunk of change.
Yeah. And then they got a text message. It was just a clerical error. In reality, it was only about 10 bucks. It's not like dollars, like U.S. American dollars.
Right.
It's Norwegian money. So
yes.
It was a clerical error. And so, they thought this on Friday. It wasn't until Monday.
Oh, no.
That they got the text message.
Oh, gosh.
That apologized.
How many people got it?
Right. 47,000 people.
Oh, my gosh. What if one of them, like,
I know.
Or many, I know. Went and bought something big thinking that they had this $90,000 windfall.
So a couple people.
Over the weekend.
A couple people kind of were a little bit like suspicious.
Oh.
Because apparently you can see who wins the lottery in Norway.
Oh, and
so they were like, wow, there's a lot of people who got. Yeah, I was going to say, there's a lot of people who got a lot of money. And so they were like, I'm going to wait on this. I mean, there were others, though, that were like, oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Huge. So
all right.
Norway's lottery authority said the company is, quote, working intensively to make sure that such a mistake would not happen again. And apparently there have been people in the wake that have stepped down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, so it looks like they thought they'd won 1.2 million kroner.
Yeah, that's Norwegian's, like, dollar.
And then it was only 125. So
which
that's
is
where
about
the,
yeah, 10 bucks.
Yep.
Yeah.
The clerical error. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
I know. That is one of those, like, roller coaster of emotions when you're just like, oh, my gosh, this is great. Oh, we could do so much with this. This is amazing. Amazing. And then all of a sudden, wah, wah. I'm sorry. This is more like.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day, this is kind of the you had one job.
Yeah.
Right? Without making thousands of people think you won life-changing amounts of money when they didn't.
Hey,
you're
Jim,
doing okay.
We're going to need you to send out that text message telling everybody they won the 10
yeah,
bucks. Okay,
exactly.
Can you handle that? Okay, could, got it,
could
boss.
You, could you be...
Got it.
Could you imagine being the person who's like, hey,
Hey, Sven.
Sven!
Did you send out that text?
No, Olaf.
Make sure.
No, I didn't. All right, there you go. That is your...
I laugh, but what a bad day at work.
I right? know. Well, oh. that is a bad day at work. There are some of you who are going to immediately hear this and go, yep, that's spot on. And others that are like, that's not right. It's 99.7 DJX. There was a website, Finance Buzz or something like that. I don't know. So already sounds sketch.
Yeah, I don't trust it.
Which listed the most boring cities in the country and ranked. There are two cities on this list that are from Kentucky. And yes, uh-oh. Lexington comes in at number 13. Oof. Louisville right under that at number 12.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, shots fired. Wow. Who are you, Financial Buzz?
Well,
anyways,
they must have buzzed into town and decided, you know, there's not a lot to do here. I'm out. Maybe. Is that why they think we're boring? Lack of things to do?
They said population makeup, culinary scene, access to outdoor adventures, nightlife, recreational activities.
They docked us on culinary scene?
Listen to this, Kelly. You're not even going to believe it. For Louisville, it says, besides the Kentucky Derby, there's a significant lack of cultural events in Louisville. Oh. Without a diverse music or art scene and loads of chain restaurants, there's something sorely lacking here in what could be a very charming city.
Wait a second. They're not just for the chain restaurants? Oh, my gosh.
Did they say we have a bunch of chain restaurants? Well, of course. We're a city of over a million people. Of course we're going to have a bunch of chain restaurants. But we have a bunch of other restaurants, too. We have a huge foodie scene, like what you said, Kelly.
Yes. Did they go to all the Nulu and Bardstown Road and all the places? There's places where there's lots of great restaurants.
There's great restaurants.
They're unique to Louisville.
Yes.
Yeah, I go to the chains a lot.
But yeah, of course, we're a big city. Of course right. We're going to have chain restaurants. Of
Shout
course.
Out Jaggers. Love you guys. They're like every week. Chick, love it. Yeah.
Lexington. There's some southern charm in Lexington, but...
Some southern charm?
Little else is going on.
Oh.
With low scores in nightlife and a lack of serious attractions, you'll have to make your own fun most of the time.
Unless you're in college.
Yeah.
College people figure it out. There's nightlife with college kids.
Yeah, nightlife with college. And, you know, of course, if you want to burn a couch or two after your team wins, you know, that's
Absolutely.
Always exciting. That's
Don't
exciting.
Don't take credit for that. That's exciting.
Yeah, that should be exciting. You know,
no
hey,
points for couch burning day.
Look, I am going to give the Financial Buzz a little bit of credit for nightlife in either city. I mean, hey, we're not like New York, LA, Chicago, Miami. We're not going to have nightlife that is around every turn in every little municipality. You know, you're going to find your fun little bars, and then you're going to find your, quote, nightlife, you know, downtown or places
don't
like that.
Do stay open till 4, do they? I don't know. It's been a while since I've been in the bars. How late are they open now? They knock that back?
Yeah, right?
I think we should get credit for that.
I mean, we
that
should.
That tells me.
We should.
Night scene, still open till 4.
But, you know, some other cities on this list. Phoenix, Arizona made the list. Tallahassee, Florida. My old stomping grounds, Columbus, Ohio made the list. Oklahoma City, San Antonio, Memphis.
Whatevs.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Who's even...
They sound
is that hideous. Even a real place?
You can't spell it.
I have no idea. Is that even real?
Good luck spelling it.
Number one is Jacksonville, Florida, which... I honestly I have no opinion. I've never been, so I don't know.
I've never been either. I've never been to pretty much all those places.
Yeah, but Louisville and Lexington, 12 and 13 on this list.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouchie.
Most boring cities in America.
That's almost top 10 most boring. Almost.
But again, who even knows who Financial Buzz is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably sitting in the basement at mom's house.
Yeah.
Launching all their critiques.
Yeah, got pulled over in Louisville and like, you made the list.
Yeah. I bet you're not going out all over the place. Like,
you were speeding,
your best life and judging everybody.
You're on I-65 speeding through town. You get pulled over and all of a sudden we make the list.
Louisville sucks.
Yeah. That's it. I'm writing an article.
By the way, Stephanie texted that we need to slow this conversation down.
Oh.
Another nice candidate for the Not Sober segment.
Oh, okay. All right.
Heard us yell.
Noted.
Get all mad.
Noted. All right, so there you go. We'll tweet it out. You can see it on X at Ben and Kelly Show if you want to see some of the other lists, right?
You don't even need to, like, give it the time of day.
That's true.
If we ignore them, then maybe they'll go away.
That's true. Yes, just ignore it. Maybe it'll go away. Feel good story. Get a cake.
So five teenagers in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, out the front yard on a hot, humid day. It was a high school graduation party. They had a big old slip and slide out the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
When they got a delivery from UPS.
Okay.
Guy named Robert got this moment on video when the boys invited the driver to join in the fun. He did, uniform and all. You gotta have fun sometimes.
Wow.
That's what he said. It's so awesome. He's just like, all right, just jumps, goes all the way down in his uniform and all. And yeah, it's a great little moment. It's like, kudos to him because, my goodness, you know how hot it is.
Yeah.
On those hot, humid days for delivery people who are jumping in and out of the van and taking the packages up, man, it is a hot day. So very cool moment. You can see the video. It's super cute at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Maggie, our injury lawyer.
I feel like one of the first few things you talk about when you're meeting someone new is, what do you do for a living?
Yeah, that's one of the very first questions you ask, for sure.
It's funny that we say that because I just recently heard from some people who are like on the dating apps. This was a week or two ago, and they were like, I didn't ask what they did for several back and forths, and they actually commented and said, hey, thank you, I appreciate you not doing that, because basically it's like, okay, are you digging for money? You know, like on the apps, it's like, hey, what do you do? And then if you say, oh, I'm in finance, they're like, oh, okay,
I'm looking for a guy in finance.
Right. Right, exactly. So it could be kind of a thing where it's like, all right, well, if you know what they do, then maybe you can kind of gauge their level of success or how much money maybe they make without asking them.
So they're like,
direct.
Get to know me first.
Yeah, so it was kind of like, hey, you know, let's not out the gate say, hey, what do you do? Because I feel like that's already putting up a fence around what could be, you know, maybe a good relationship or something.
Sure, it's still a standard question.
It is. And
because it's a good jump off to start conversation, continue conversation, figure out, you know, mutual interests, all that kind of stuff.
Right. And it's not something that maybe I would necessarily think, okay,
is offensive or could be triggering.
Or could be something where it's like, okay, I'm going to weed you out because you may not make
job,
as much money as I want you to, or I want from someone right now. But I think of it more of a, oh, hey, I just want to ask questions about the industry, or I know someone who also is in that industry, or blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Again,
or I just want to make sure you have a job.
Like you said, it's a jumping off for other conversations that you could have.
Exactly.
All right, let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, need your help figuring out if I'm being paranoid or if this is a legitimate red flag.
Okay.
Been dating this guy for almost 6 months now. Things have been really good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mostly.
Okay.
He's smart, funny, sweet, treats me well, seems to have his life together.
Great.
He's about my age, never been married, no kids, drives a really nice car, owns his place. Honestly, I know a lot about him, except for one weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
He still hasn't told me what he actually does for a living.
Okay.
And every time I ask, he just gives me this vague, I work in marketing.
Mm.
Shuts the conversation down.
Okay.
He says he doesn't like talking about work because people ask too many questions and it gets annoying.
Okay.
I've tried to respect that for a while, but it's getting really frustrating. Like, what kind of marketing? Digital, creative, strategy? Is it legal? Is he in witness protection?
Sure.
We've gotten into a couple of arguments about it recently because it's such a weird thing to withhold. I mean, I'm not asking for his tax returns. I just want to know what he does for like 40 plus hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to feel like I really know someone when there's this big mystery just kind of sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
So is this a red flag or am I being dramatic?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it fair to expect that after nearly half a year, I should know how he earns a living?
Oh.
Help, because I'm spiraling. Call me Snoopy.
She sounds fun.
She does sound fun, and I think it's a valid question. So they've been dating like 6 months.
Yeah, and she still doesn't know what he does.
Yeah, just the vague.
Okay, so
marketing.
Here's
like so he didn't even offer up like where he works.
This
like
is my question.
Company.
Does she count it as 6 months, or does he count it as 6 months?
Oh. So like, you think that's kind of telling he's kind of keeping her at arm's length because she might not be the only one.
Right. Maybe it's a thing where she is thinking, oh, we've been seeing each other for 6 months. And you ask him privately, just mano a mano. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm kind of talking to this girl.
Wow. Okay. So she went to, hey, I just want to know his job, to now we're making her paranoid. He's cheating on her. That's
no.
Great.
No.
I mean, that's fantastic.
I mean, maybe he's not cheating. Maybe it's his job that's
maybe
keeping.
Maybe he's in an open relationship and she's not.
I remember hanging out at one of my good friend's house over the holidays, just this past holiday, and one of his friends, and I've known his friend for a long time, his name's Mark, was there. And we were just kind of catching up because we haven't seen each other in a while. And I'm like, oh, hey. And I knew that he lived out of state. He lived in Virginia. And so I was like, oh, hey, good to see you. You know, all that stuff. How's work? You know, what are you doing now? And he's like, you know, I can't really say. And I was like,
what are you,
yeah,
in the CIA?
Right, exactly. And I'm like,
what are you, SEAL Team 6? What's happening?
I've got a natty light in my hand and we're at a house. Like, what do you think I'm going to do?
Someone listening in?
I know. I'm like,
are you wanted by the police? What's happening?
And so I can appreciate our listener, Snoopy, here. Because hearing that is really weird. And I was like, I kind of followed up with what are you, like in the CIA or like in the government or something? Uh-huh. And he basically said, without saying, that he works for the government and he can't say what he does.
That's so wild.
So kind of like her boyfriend, Mark, is all vague. With the, I work in the government, he could have very well said, I work in marketing. And I've gotten the same thing. So,
I work in finance.
It's like, all right, great. Like, what do you do in finance? Are you a bank teller? Or do you trade stocks? Like, there's a big difference.
Yes. Well, Zach on Facebook says he could have a secret government military job. Or just hustling in an organized crime operation.
All right. Hey, 502-795-1997. Two things. One, tell us like what your thoughts are on this. And two, did you find something like this out about the person that you were seeing? And it was like, oh,
that would be crazy. Oh, he's Ethan Hunt.
He's Mission Impossible.
He's Mission Impossible.
Right. Or it's like Mr. and Mrs. Smith or something like
right?
that, where they're both bounty
Bourne.
Hunters or something.
Jason Bourne.
Right. 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories or your take. Group therapy. It's funny. We're doing this group therapy here on 99.70 JX. And everybody is like, hey, give us his name. We'll tell you what he does.
Absolutely. They're like, listen, we can do easy background. We can figure this out in like 2 minutes.
Yeah. So
background check, all the things.
We have a listener reached out, was like, hey, am I being paranoid because I'm dating this guy for 6 months and I still really get a vague answer when I ask him what he does for a living. He just kind of says marketing and leaves it at that and just basically says people ask too many questions and it gets annoying. That's why I don't go into detail.
Which is, that's just kind of weird and bizarre. Now, a lot of people are pointing to maybe that's just the cover. And maybe he actually works in like government or organized crime.
Well, then say government or say sure. organized crime. Come on, it's 2025. Let's be open
okay.
about this.
All right, let's be open about the organized crime. Brooke says a friend of my son actually works in the Secret Service, is not allowed to discuss any of his tasks or assignments. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Alexis says, or you could be a hitman, but I'm also in the middle of scandal.
Okay.
So she's watching a show.
Oh, gotcha.
Probably
gotcha.
Not a hitman.
Yeah, right. I got a text from Lisa that says, well, why doesn't she just follow him to work one day and the problem is solved?
Oh.
Like a little special ops mission?
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. All
that,
right.
That would be interesting. I mean, I assuming he goes to a place to work. And
right.
It's
well,
not
Rebecca
like,
says the same thing. PI and follow. Maybe yeah. he's secretly wealthy, or does OF?
Oh, OnlyFans.
Yes, that's what that is. Absolutely.
He doesn't want her to know that he's making bank on an OnlyFans account.
Maybe.
And who he's knows? Got a secret side to him.
You would think, but at 6 months in, they're probably friends on social media, right?
Right. You'd think.
And then does he just not have a workplace listed?
I yeah.
mean, a lot of people don't, but
no.
if you do have a job, a lot of them do.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I mean, he could be someone that's not on social media. Like I have a good friend who literally his wife's on social media and that's the only way I know anything about him.
Yeah, my sister's not.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law is, my sister is not. Yeah, she's yeah, oh. So Anna says, personally, this is how I see it. The first 6 months to a year, I'd accept the vague job answer as long as I can be reassured it is a legal and reliable
source of income. It's illegal?
No, it is legal.
Oh.
It is a legal and reliable source of income. After the 1 year mark, if you're still getting the vague answer, then yeah, I'd consider it a red flag.
Okay.
As for experience with this, I have a family member who's been employed by the government for many years. She's never been allowed to disclose what her actual position is because she had to NDA for safety and security purposes over the years. My family member has disowned some of my other family members because they keep pushing for information.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's
wow.
Again, that's kind of like my friend's friend, Mark, who's super vague. Is like, I work for the government. And I'm like, okay, buddy. You know, and it's like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I can't really say. Okay, fine. You know, I understand some things are classified, but you know, I feel like he could offer up because he said marketing. And unless marketing is a complete cover and he actually does work for the government or something
right.
like that, you know what I mean? Like,
which could be.
Sure, it could be.
To avoid the awkward, well, I work for the government and I'm not allowed
to. And it's like
that's very like suspicious and weird, right?
All right. Well, I like that as a kind of way forward. It's like, okay. Allow him to be vague for a year, but also is there anybody listening who has a spouse and you don't know what they do?
Oh, that you, yeah, you just went ahead and got married and
you got married and you still
have no
don't
idea
know.
Where they work. Ooh.
Where you just kind of accept the fact that, all right, I know that he or she does this sort of job, but because of security, I'm not allowed to know. That'd be interesting to hear. So, all right. Well, hey, good luck, Snoopy, in snooping. And I do kind of like the suggestion of, hey, let it go a year. And if after that things haven't changed, then, you know, maybe we dive back in a little deeper.
Yes, and just be like, hey, it's just kind of weird. Like, I have no idea where you are during your workday. And it's just odd. Like, you know, especially if you start getting serious, what if there's an emergency?
Yeah, sure.
And I have no idea where you are during the days.
How can I contact you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you can call me on my cell phone. You still need to know. Okay, we're done.
All right, we're done. All right, we're done.
Okay.
All right, thanks. That is group therapy. I didn't really think that I was going to be including the Kentucky State Police and this very sexy and sensual music bed together today, but here we are.
What, why are we doing that? Is somebody in trouble? What happened? What's in the back? What's happening in the back of the cruiser? What's going on? That's immediately what my mind is thinking.
Right? No, actually, the Kentucky State Police are entering their cruisers as the hottest, best-looking cruisers in America contest.
Oh, yeah. Hot cruiser. That's great. Look at our vehicles. Our fleet is the best. Our fleet is our fleet.
Yeah, they have a little Mustang GT cruiser, a Dodge Durango, a helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the picture looks, honestly, like, if I'm being honest, looking at the other states' submissions.
Oh, you've been doing a deep dive?
Our picture-taking qualities aren't at the same level as others.
Really? I mean, I think it looks good.
I mean,
the sky looks cool in the background. They're set up nice. Really? Is that good?
Yeah, I mean, hey, sure. I get it. Until you start looking at some of the other cruisers.
Well, Alabama out the gates got a beauty queen in theirs, and it's in front of the state capitol.
Well, Indiana also submitted their cruiser for consideration, and it's there on the speedway track on the Indianapolis 500.
Also impressive.
Colorado has a beautiful looking cruiser with a dog in it and some forestry in the background. I mean,
Alaska's got the mountains as its background. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah, but the cruiser's just like meh.
Right. It's a truck. They're like, yeah, we're going to put our truck in front of the mountains. That's going to make it look cool.
Yeah, Iowa kind of takes a nod to like the old time, and they have their cruiser next to like an old style, like almost like a jalopy sort of thing.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just saying, like, we're not going to win based on just the picture alone.
I mean, Connecticut brought the thunder. Theirs is at night. They've got, like, lights up on this bridge, which look cool. Now, I'm going to dock them some points, though. I know they wanted to try to show off the lights, which I appreciate that. But, like, the actual vehicles, kind of boring. And
yeah.
You can't really see them as well. I might dock them some points for that.
As far as the vehicles go, you know, like New York has their cruiser, and in the background you see the Statue of Liberty. Yeah. You know, North Carolina, it looks like they're probably on the Smoky Mountains with the Smoky Mountains in the background and things like that. So,
Georgia's got a really cool shot too. I mean, they're
with downtown Atlanta in the background.
Yes, but it also almost looks like it's a blue metallic paint job on the state trooper vehicle there. But listen, I am looking at you, Florida. Gorgeous sunset. The skyline in the background, and their cruiser looks like the Batmobile. That's really cool looking.
Yes, it is going to be stiff competition, but again, Kentucky vying for the sexiest cruiser. And
what
I don't
think...
What's
going on in Kansas, though? What is that Kansas picture?
And I don't think... It's going to matter one way or the other if you're getting pulled over by a sexy cruiser or not, but I am going to say it may matter a little.
Maybe a little. Maybe if you compliment their cruiser, like, that's a good looking cruiser.
No. Just be like, what? I understand I'm going to have a $95 ticket I'm going to have to pay, but...
I got
to
pay for your nice cruisers.
Hey.
Right? Hey.
At least I got pulled over by a sexy cruiser. It looks good. It looks good.
It does look good. But there is stiff competition when it comes to the pictures they're up against. Right.
Yeah, we'll put the link so you can vote. And Kentucky, make Kentucky's cruisers the sexiest in all the nation. All right.
Wow.
On 99.7 DJX. As you're in your dating world, sometimes. You got to end it. And there are three apparently main breakup strategies that everyone uses. Most popular is some sort of version of it's not you, it's me.
Sure.
It's like a soften the blow sort of thing.
Right.
It's like, hey, you're great. It's just I'm wanting something different.
I wish I could love you.
I wish I could love you.
I want to. I just don't.
Yeah, you're just trying to convince them that, look, this is what's best. Separating is going to benefit you. Right. Because you deserve
someone that can match your level of love.
Yes.
You can tell I didn't really do a lot of breaking up.
Yeah,
I was always a dumpy.
Well, you heard a lot of that, sure.
Yeah. I didn't really say it like that, though. I don't even remember what they said. If they said anything.
If they said anything. I mean...
I did get a let's just be friends a week after he moved here so we could date.
For you, yes.
Because we started dating when he lived in Michigan.
Yeah.
And then he moved here.
And he's like, you know what?
Traveling job that was going to be for like 4 months, moved here to try to give it a go.
Yep.
A week into getting here, he's like, let's be friends.
You know what? I blame the hot, attractive Kentucky ladies.
No, he was just psycho and trying to get over his ex-wife and realized he freaked out because he moved for another girl, which he did the last time.
Yeah, sure.
He's like, I have to go find myself first. I have to figure out what I want instead of moving for girls.
Yeah, so that's another one is the, hey, let's take a break.
Mm.
Let's take a break. That's
find myself.
That's probably the second most popular when it comes to, you know, being broken up with. You know, maybe it's just a temporary separation, allows both of us to assess our feelings and decide, you know, whether we should continue.
Absence can make the heart grow fonder.
Yes, absence can make the heart grow fonder. And I just need a chance to snuggle up to someone else for a few, you know, weeks, months.
Just a few more. Just to
figure everything out. And then
sow my seeds.
During that temporary separation, it'll allow us to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah. And then assess.
Work on me.
Assess whether we want to continue or not.
Okay.
Yeah, these are like, you know, the three main breakup strategies. So it's the, it's not you, but me. It's the, let's take a break.
Mm.
And then the third most popular, especially now, ghost.
That's especially cruel.
Just
because
avoid.
They don't know what happened to you.
Yeah. Avoid all confrontations.
I will never condone that part of it. Just be honest. If you're out, let them know so that they don't have to wonder, hey, haven't heard from them in like 2 weeks. Wonder what's up with that.
Yeah.
Because there'll be some people that'll just leave the door open forever.
Yeah. And that's not healthy. No.
Don't do that to them.
And look, none of these are necessarily, well, okay, the ghosting is not necessarily healthy.
No, it's
not. At least the first two, there's some sort of interaction.
Yes.
And
the
actual
other person knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is done.
With the first one being, at least there is a complete break.
And it's nothing you did. It's just me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Put this on me.
Right. The second one is a little bit more open-ended, where it's like, maybe we'll get back together. It just kind of depends.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is just like, who?
Uh-huh.
Where did you go? Who? Oof. Where are you?
Vanished into midair.
Yeah. So there you are. Three different methods there for breakups. But,
don't do the third one.
But the real reason we got into this is because I'd love to hear the most brutal or unique way.
Unique?
Yeah. Yeah,
they're
we'll
all
say that.
Pretty brutal, though.
Right? Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Unique could be another one. Way you've broken up with someone or ways you've gotten dumped.
It's Ben's Daily Dose of Drama.
Yep. 502-795-1997. All right, we're talking the most brutal, unique way you've ever broken up with someone.
What a fun conversation.
I mean, sometimes you got to do it, Kelly.
Well, hopefully you're not currently going through it. We can look back on it and be like, oh, wow. Okay.
Karen messaged us and said, I got the I'm just not feeling it text.
Ouch.
Went on 3 dates, sent a 6-word text that said, hey, you're cool, but I'm out. Honestly, not that mad. It was never going to work anyways.
Okay. All right.
I like that.
At least you weren't left guessing.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Like Dana, I was ghosted mid-vacation planning. We were planning a weekend trip to Nashville, and he disappeared like a magician.
Oh.
Poof. No explanation. Just blocked me on everything.
Oh.
Hope he enjoyed the Airbnb I booked.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Oh, ouchie. Oh, ouchie, Dana.
Kelsey, what's your story?
About 4 years ago, I went to join the Army. And when I was in basic training, my ex-boyfriend stole my Xbox. And then that's how I found out he broke up with me.
Wait, hang on. He sold your Xbox? That's how you found out he sold it?
I don't know, but
wow.
I got a new Xbox.
Oh, he got a new Xbox.
Yeah, that's good.
That works.
Got a new man, got a new Xbox.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Do
it's
that.
All good.
Do that.
Stephanie texted, the first guy I ever dated ghosted me. That was in high school. The first guy I seriously dated when I was in college broke up with me in the YMCA parking lot saying he didn't love me anymore.
Oh, no.
I did break up with someone in high school saying I didn't think he was the one, LOL. Thankfully, I'm not with him. Also, not me, but my brother broke up with girls over ice cream.
That's a way to soften the blow.
I'm going to give you some of your favorite ice cream.
That's a definite way to soften the blow.
Yes, your mouth and your stomach will be happy, but I'm going to shatter your heart. But at least you got some ice cream. Yay.
Hey, what I want to know, hang on a second. At what point during the ice cream date?
Do you flip it? Right?
Do you flip it? Yes.
So Hushar ice cream, is it tasty?
Okay, so I brought you here today.
This is going to be our last date. I am sorry. I hope you love this ice cream. I want you to find someone that loves you as much as you love that ice cream. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. Oh, so how's that peanut butter chip? Is it good?
Okay. But you know what? Kudos to him because, you know, I've been trying to raise my son that when he gets to the dating thing and if he discovers he no longer wants to date someone, just be kind with the breakup. Like, be a gentleman, be classy, don't ghost her, don't be mean, just be as sweet as you can, let them down easy. Let's be classy when we dump people.
Anna said, I just stopped replying to his good morning texts. Every single day it was good morning, beautiful, mwah. I think it was too much. I slowly faded out and eventually he got the hint, I think.
I think.
So she ghosted him.
Oh, don't do that. Oh, that's
rough.
Sad.
That's
rough. He sounded sweet.
Kayla said, so I had a dream he cheated on me, woke up weirded out. 2 days later, I convinced myself it was a, quote, sign, and broke up during brunch and blamed my intuition. I was 24. Please don't judge me.
Okay.
All right.
All right, we haven't fully really matured yet. Sarah says he faked a family emergency. Said he had to move back to Ohio because his mom was sick.
Okay.
2 weeks later, I saw him on a friend's IG story at a bar in town. His mom was never sick. Ohio was never real.
Stop it. Stop it.
Really, if you were saying you're moving, do you think that no one... you're not going to run into anybody that knows your girlfriend or your girlfriend?
Okay. Yeah. Seriously.
That's
all right.
A little crazy.
We'll take some more. All right. Most brutal or unique ways you've ever broke up with someone. 502-795-1997. We'll take some more of them coming up on 99.7 DJX. Those rough times when you realize you're on one end of ending a relationship. It can be kind of emotional. But now looking back, you can think, all right, that was kind of brutal. Or I was kind of brutal. Or... that was unique.
It was for the best. I could have done that differently. You know, all those things.
Like it was Stephanie's brother who took him out to ice cream.
Exactly. You know what? I can appreciate that. He was sweet, wanted to give them something that would make them a little happy. Maybe take the sting off a little. Give them their favorite ice cream.
No, oh,
and
that
either that or he's ruined the favorite.
Yes, for
all those poor girls.
Every time they think of that ice cream, they're like, oh.
Oh, dang it. This is when Stephanie's brother dumped me.
That's right. Tony said, took her out for a nice date, flowers, the whole nine yards. He had found out she was cheating. Next morning, told her I never wanted to see her again. Told her if she had any questions, ask the other guy.
Ooh. Ouch.
That is ouchy. Rochelle said, he was, quote, too emotional to tell me himself.
Mm.
So he told my best friend to let me down gently.
Come on now.
Kind of like the ice cream. She delivered the message over margaritas.
You don't have someone else do your dirty work.
No.
No, sir. No, have some courage.
And by the way, if you're the friend, are you saying, all right, I guess? Or are you going, no, you do it yourself?
Oh, okay, so Tish says a high school boyfriend broke up with me in my driveway, in his car, after our date. He compared me to his car stereo, saying, you know how you really want something, and then when you get it, you just don't want it anymore?
Wait, a stereo? That's rough.
Oh,
that's unique.
Ouchie.
You know how you really want something like this stereo, for example. I really wanted this stereo. Now that I have it, I don't want it anymore.
OMG. Kind of like you.
Kind of like you.
Get out now because our date is over and so is our relationship. Bye.
Heather said, gave him the let's just be friends coffee chat. It was a mutual, we don't like each other moment over lattes. No tears. Just coffee and a muffin.
that's best case scenario.
Yeah.
It's rare, though, that both of you decide it's not working at the same time.
Yeah, Heather said, actually, this was the healthiest in hindsight. So,
yes,
yeah, that was 100%.
Good.
100%. Yeah. Jennifer said, yeah, don't hate me, but I dumped him during his birthday dinner.
No, Jennifer.
She said he was being awful and rude to the waiter, and I was over it. I waited until dessert, then told him I was done, paid the bill, left the cheesecake, never looked back.
Wow.
No, Jennifer, you did it wrong. You take the cheesecake.
Yeah, you do take the cheesecake. That
yeah,
your only mistake.
You pay for the dinner. You take the cheesecake.
I mean, it's a little cruel. It was on his birthday, but it sounds like he was being a jerk. So maybe he just, you know,
maybe that was the last straw.
And maybe he is now a better person because of it. You probably changed him that night.
Right.
You probably did. Yes.
All right, one more.
Lisa, this is especially wicked. I accidentally said I love you to the wrong person.
What?
I was seeing two people casually. I meant to text I love you to my best friend, but sent it to the guy I liked less.
Oh, no.
He responded with I love you too, heart eye emoji, and I panicked.
Oh.
Broke up with him that night. I'm the villain here. I accept that.
Oh, my gosh.
God.
He's like, wow, it's a bit soon to be saying I love you, but I agree.
Okay,
I agree.
Whoops, sorry. I'm just kidding. That was meant for someone
you know
else.
What?
Sorry.
Just kidding. That was meant for someone else. And in fact,
this is awkward.
Yeah, not going to be
gonna
able.
Not going to work out.
Not going to be able to continue seeing you. Because actually, I don't. So...
OMG.
Okay. Wow, those are good. Well, hey, thanks for sharing all the...
Cringy.
Yeah, thanks for sharing all the stories. Those were fun.
99. Those were fun.
Those were fun. 99.7 DJX. How about a little phone tab? Louisville is getting
pranked. Oh, my God. Who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. My best friend, Nicole, is the sweetest person in the world. I've known her forever. She loves everyone and everything and goes out of her way to not offend anyone.
Oh, that's sweet.
Probably never hang up on you. That's why she will be the perfect person for a phone tap. That's great.
It's perfect, actually. So, William Hassenpepper, not a real person, but got a new job, just trying to his darndest to make a sale. And thankfully, there are people like Nicole. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. My name is William Hassenpepper. Can I get your name?
This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. I'm with American Magazine Company. We're calling people like you with a special offer on subscriptions to your favorite magazines.
Magazine subscriptions?
Before you hang up, I just started this job this week, so no sales so far. You're probably not interested either, are you?
Oh, no. Well, I didn't say that. If you want to tell me about your magazines and, you know, which ones you have.
Okay. Really? Oh, well, most people have hung up on me by now.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not very nice. I mean... But listen, I know that you're just doing your job, but I mean, there might be a magazine that I could subscribe to. So let me hear what you've got.
Oh, wonderful.
All right.
Okay. Well, you could subscribe to Twins Magazine.
Twins Magazine?
Yes. A magazine for people who have twins or people who are twins.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah. I actually, there's no twins in our family, so I wouldn't really be interested in that one.
Okay. I've got Blacksmith Monthly. It's the preeminent magazine for the blacksmith industry.
What?
Blacksmith industry? I didn't even know there was a blacksmith industry still.
Same.
But, I'm not interested in that one. I mean, I do like magazines, though. I mean, I just don't know if you have anything that I'd be interested in.
Oh, well, I've got the Croquet Gazette. Do you play the sport croquet?
No. I don't. Sorry. Do you have anything like, I mean, I was thinking you might have something like a standard one, like Good Housekeeping or, you know, maybe something like National Geographic or something like that.
Oh, we don't have National Geographic, but we have a National Ceramic. And that's the latest in pottery news.
Yeah, I'm afraid not. That's not my thing. Oh.
I have Nude Cruise Magazine.
What?
Covers all the clothing optional vacations. They call them naycations.
No!
What do you think? Can I put you down for a subscription, Nicole?
Are you serious? That's not for me.
Okay, well, maybe one more suggestion. How about a magazine on the radio industry?
What?
You know, a magazine for radio stations with ideas for, like, making prank phone calls on people like you?
What? Is that
Nicole, it's Ben Davis calling from 99.7 DJX. We were just messing with you. You were hanging with us.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet. So crazy. That was such a crazy call. I was being so nice, and I was like, Blacksmith Magazine, and then it kept getting all dirty.
Yep. Oh, Shayna put us up for it. It was great.
Oh, my gosh. She totally had me.
But, my gosh. But I'm booking a naycation.
Naycation. ASAP. Yes. Yes. Naycations have to be a thing.
What is happening?
Wow. Oh, there you go.
It's a unique list.
Yeah. That's your
you
phone
chat. People, us weekly? No.
No. But we have something on naycations.
Naked cruises.
Are you good on that? Oh, shoot. All right. There you go. That's your phone tap. Time for a Setting the Bar story. Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, this is all about Michael, right? So if you can manage to make it through the day...
Wait, Michael, not my husband.
No, yeah.
Can you clarify that?
Sure,
not my husband.
Yes, your husband, Michael, is not a part of this Setting the Bar story. But
thank you.
43-year-old Michael from Florida is... if you can manage to make it through the day without shoving drugs up your butt, you're doing okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, how did we know this?
Oh, my gosh. Somebody found him. Oh, my gosh.
So, Michael had to go to the hospital because he got stabbed.
Oh, that's already.
Now, look.
The day's not off to a great start.
No. Now, look. We don't know who stabbed him. We don't know why he was stabbed.
Did it have anything to do with the what was in his butt?
Maybe could have been what was in his butt.
Okay.
But here's the thing. He was in surgery. The nurse found his stash hiding in his butt.
Oh, my goodness.
Now,
the clues are starting to come together.
Yeah, so it was a ball of tin foil, some white rocks in it, a pipe, a lighter, the whole nine yards.
All of that stuff?
All of that, yes.
Was in his
butt? Yep. Yep.
Oh, that is much more than ever expected by us all, right?
So I'm kind of
I speak for all of us when I say that?
My thought immediately goes to, where did he get stabbed that the nurse finds this in his butt?
She's thorough.
She's thorough.
She's thorough. Just had to.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. So apparently, Michael, he's used to stashing these types of things.
Oh, not his first rodeo?
Yeah. So he's got other, like, things that he's broken the law for, and it's involved drugs. And cops last year also found drugs right up the old keister there. So it's kind of his move, maybe, when he's backed into a corner, he feels threatened. He's like,
it's a regular thing. Just going to put these in my pocket.
In
nature's
pocket. In my nature's.
That is a lot of stuff. Lower pipes.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And tin foil can be kind of sharp.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not a very smooth thing.
Wrinkled up. No.
Like, I would have much rather gone with, like, saran wrap.
Something.
Or cling wrap or something. Let's wrap it up there. Yeah.
Why are we logistically breaking that down?
Oh, I don't know. Sorry.
I'm going to apologize. I took us there with the tin foil.
You kind of did.
I did.
You kind of did.
I walked us into that. Can we get out of that, though?
So, again, Michael, not your husband.
Not my husband.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without shoving some drugs up your keister, then you're doing okay.
Back it up. Let's not get stabbed.
Oh, well.
And then, yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Also,
we can do that, too.
Yes. Not shove things in nature's pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, that's your setting the bar story.
Okay.
On 99.7 DJX.
It was aggressive.
By the way, it's Tate McRae's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Tate. How old is she? Do we know?
Nah.
We don't.
Nah.
Okay.
I mean, I could look that up real quick.
Nah, I don't want to.
Yeah, all right. It's 99.7 DJX. By the way, it only takes six things for you to be cool, according to, you know, obviously...
this is the criteria to be considered cool?
Social constructs. Yeah.
Okay.
There are six criteria, right? Now, some may say Sabrina Carpenter cool. Others may think middle-aged radio hosts are even cooler. You know, who's to judge?
1,000%.
Who's to judge?
1,000%.
But it's six traits. All right, you ready? Being extroverted.
Okay.
Adventurous.
You're outgoing, right? Extroverted, like outgoing.
Yes. Adventurous, kind of same ballpark.
Okay.
Being open. I don't know if that's to ideas or just in general.
Okay.
Being autonomous, which you're independent. You don't try to fit in.
You can be like dropped off at a party and just find your people.
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you cool? Hedonistic, which I thought was kind of a bad thing.
Well, yeah.
You can enjoy yourself without feeling guilty about it. Which typically associates with like
narcissism.
A little bit.
And then you're hand in hand.
And then you're powerful. You're confident and you don't let people push you around. So those are the six things. If you have all six of those things, you may be cool. If that's an important thing for you.
The last two a little iffy.
Kelly, this did not say that it would be make you a nice person.
Oh,
to be cool.
Just cool.
Just if cool is the end game, if all you want to be is cool. And by the way, can I sidebar and say that has been a lasting phrase? That has been a term that has gone the test of time.
Yeah. It has gone the distance.
It has gone the distance. So anyways, if
we have not said it's outdated and we have to stop using it.
If being cool is your thing, then being extroverted, adventurous, open, autonomous, hedonistic, and powerful are what you need to be.
I would replace the last two with just confident. You're confident. You don't like what anybody says. You don't let what anybody says like tear you down.
Sure, Kelly, you think that. Everyone else is going to say something else, and obviously that means you're not cool.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Anyways, Kelly and I obviously not falling in that category of cool.
Speak for yourself, mister. I think we're pretty cool.
Oh.
I think we're fun and cool.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up podcast, WDJX.com. We have that there where we were talking earlier about this group therapy, not knowing what your boyfriend does for a living after dating for 6 months, which I feel like is a long enough time where you should know kind of what they do, right?
Well, I asked my husband this question. I was like, so this is what we were talking about. He was just like, you talk about that like in the first couple of minutes of the first date.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that you knock out. Well, so apparently that's
basic.
Sure, that's what happened, but he just says marketing.
Marketing, and then just said, people ask too many questions, I don't like it, and then brush it off.
Yeah. So that's his thing.
Like, what kind of marketing?
Works in marketing.
At a firm. Like, what kind of advertising do you do? Advertising, marketing can be, like, similar but different. There's a lot of questions there.
Yeah, a lot of questions. And apparently, he doesn't want to answer any of them.
No, he does not. So, and did we land on the fact that, okay, let him go to about a year. And if he's still being real secretive and you have no idea where he's spending his time, 40-plus hours, you know, a week, then maybe we think about cutting ties.
I mean, but
because that's weird.
But then you've wasted a year. Like, I don't know. I mean, but she does say that, you know, he's a nice guy. He
right,
has
like
a lot
all the
of
other things
going
are there. All the other boxes are checked.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyways, that was interesting. And we got into some of the more unique ways you've broken up with someone. And
what a nice way to clean that up. Unique instead of brutal.
Well, we
heard. Some of them are brutal.
Yeah, we heard from Kelsey.
About 4 years ago, I went to join the Army. And when I was in basic training, my ex-boyfriend stole my Xbox. And then that's how I found out he broke up with me.
That's just mean.
When
she's serving our country and he sells her Xbox as a little message like, hey, I am you're no longer in my life and I'm selling your stuff.
Yeah, which is just bizarre in
that's
and of itself.
So bizarre.
Yeah, it's like it's not yours to begin with, buddy.
Right.
Yeah. So, catch up podcast, WDJX.com, tap listen. You can also vote on the Kentucky State Police and their sexy vehicles.
You do need to peruse the gallery because it's pretty entertaining.
Because Kelly thinks she has her eye for some other state, obviously.
Well, I can appreciate the composition of the pictures. Like, I can almost get in their mindset of, okay, this is going to get us some votes. Put a dog in there.
Yeah.
Put an American flag bandana around the dog. Position it in front of a red barn with an American flag on it and the soldier bending down on a knee. I mean, it's un-American to not vote for this picture, correct?
Now, I think
Ohio.
The Kentucky State Police, they did land in the top five last year. So
did they really?
So they've
a nice shot.
They've had some recognition. So anyways, you can see that and more. All right. That'll do it for us. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.